This is Suzanne Cosgrove from John Lothian News. The following report was done for the FIA Expo on Wednesday, November 11. Eurex CEO Michael Peters weighs in on ESG EU equivalent. Making his debut performance at an FIA conference Wednesday, Eurex CEO Michael Peters argued in favor of the drive towards environmental, social, and corporate governance, or ESG products, and weighed the pros and cons of the European Commission's equivalence decision for UK CCPs. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan interviewed the Eurex exchange leader at FIA Expo V, pointing out that Peters assumed his new role in the middle of the pandemic on July 1st when he succeeded former Eurex head Thomas Book. Peters said Eurex was able to move safely through the turbulence of COVID-19 by maintaining a focus on its employees and their families and avoiding a closure of the exchange. Actions to ensure security included putting up teams across its global jurisdiction and time zone and making sure Eurex operations would remain up and running in case of a possible outbreak of the virus in-house, he said. In the meantime, Eurex has kept its focus on industry trends despite the distractions of the virus. Peter cited a shift between active and passive investment as well as the rapid development of ESG products as examples. Based on discussion with asset managers, there's a clear interest in standardized ESG products, Peter said. It's our responsibility to provide the indexes. Some research can suggest a convergence between non-ESG and ESG products could take place as soon as 2022, he said. Eurex launched new ESG futures and options on the DAX 50 ESG and Euro Stoxx 50 ESG indexes on Monday, November 9. The Euro Stoxx 50 ESG index is based on the benchmark Euro Stoxx 50 index, with the ESG version including companies with low ESG ratings. Addressing the topic of a threatened short selling ban, which took place last March during COVID-19, Lutkin asked, how do we do a better job of telling policymakers in Europe and in the U.S. how markets work and the fact that some of these ideas would do more harm than good? It's an interesting challenge in Europe, Peter said. In the U.S., regulators and government are very much market-centric and capital-centric. But the European Union consists of 27 countries, and they have completely different views on how the capital markets work and how important they are, as well as differing views on the derivatives markets. It was a difficult situation, he said, but after constructive dialogue with regulators, the short-selling ban was not introduced in Germany. Six European countries, Austria, Belgium, Greece, France, Italy, and Spain, allowed short-selling bans in March that were later removed. Asked about exchange competition in Europe, Peter said to look at the landscape of derivatives exchanges in Europe. You have Euronext, and of course you have Eurex and ICE Europe, but that's it. It's relatively small. Growth at Eurex will largely be driven by new product initiatives, he said, including those linked to ESG and MSCI products, as well as some small to medium acquisition. Deutsche Börse was a bidder for the Milan-based Borsa Italiana, but lost out to Euronext in October. Peter said he saw some rebalancing of the Eurex customer base with the move to EU standards post-Brexit. The European Commission granted UK central parties temporary equivalency with the EU standard under the European Market Infrastructure Regulation for 18 months from January 1, 2021 until June 30, 2022, after the conclusion of the UK Brexit transition on December 31st of this year. He said Europe's clearing recently onboarded some 500 banks and customers in the wake of Brexit changes. It's a balance, he said, between avoiding market disruption and developing opportunities in case the market wants another venue.